Welcome to 20s Toolbox here at WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Grace Mansfield. Tonight, our conversations will focus on civic engagement and the importance of voting. First up, let's talk about getting involved. You may be asking, what's the point? Well, as we try to make friends, have relationships, build a career, find a home, it can be easy to dismiss volunteering as not a priority. For me, serving my community has been a connector, a place where I make friends and develop my skills, and it helps me better understand the community where I live. To help us understand the impact we can have if we volunteer, I would like to introduce my first guest tonight. Karen Smith serves as the Executive Director of the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley. The mission of the center is to enhance nonprofit impact by serving as the community connection that promotes volunteerism and prepares tomorrow's leaders. Karen, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for serving your community with your leadership. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Thank you, Grace, and I'm glad to be here.
Before we dive into our conversation tonight, would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your experience, and what you do?
Sure. So as Grace said, I am the executive director here at the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley. I have been on staff here for 10 years. And my journey to the Volunteer Center was through the board of directors that I got involved with after moving up to the Lehigh Valley in 2008. I started on the board, so I got connected through that. My prior life was in commercial real estate as an executive for a large international company based in Philadelphia and before that in Washington, D.C. During that time when I was in Washington specifically, I got involved with an organization that was called DC Cares, which is a similar organization to the Volunteer Center here in the Lehigh Valley. And it was an opportunity to get connected in the community and to do service work with other like-minded people or independent on my own time. And I got to make some connections. And I just thought it was a great way to pull up a calendar, find somewhere to go on a Sunday afternoon and be able to give back. And so coming here to the Lehigh Valley, I connected with some people and we were talking about different things. And somebody said, you should meet the Volunteer Center. So that's what I did. And I connected there and I started off by doing a lot of training programs where I was facilitating training programs for the Volunteer Center as a volunteer and got connected, as I said, onto the board of directors. So I got to kind of understand the organization from a ground up level to understand what was going on and have been passionate about it since then. And when people ask me what I do for fun, I tell them that I work at the Volunteer Center.
I love that. Well, congratulations on an incredible career so far. Like I said, I'm so excited to talk with you today. Through your work at the Volunteer Center of the Lehigh Valley, how many volunteers and organizations do you work with?
So I'll start first with the organization. So we, as an organization, our primary focus is to support the nonprofit sector. So we really want to understand what their needs are, what we can do to help support that, what that would look like from volunteers, from training, from different aspects. And so here in the Lehigh Valley, we work with between 325 and 400 nonprofits annually. It's a wide spectrum of organizations, some very, very tiny ones and some very, very large organizations. And they cover the gamut of everything that people want to get involved with, whether it's children and youth, whether it's seniors, environment, different arts and culture, animals, anything like that. So there's something out there for everybody. And we have a very committed sector of nonprofit organizations here in the Lehigh Valley. So that's the first part. That's kind of the baseline. And from that, we allow any nonprofit organization to be on our website to post volunteer opportunities. And so these are direct opportunities. It might be something that they need volunteers every week to come in and help do something. It could be one-off projects or programs that they want support. Could be looking for board members, committee members, different ways of connecting and volunteering. And so any nonprofit can be on our site. So when we think about the volunteers that are out there, a lot of them are coming directly to us through the marketing of our website. So they know there's opportunities. We also do a lot with corporate volunteering. So when you think about large-scale volunteer opportunities and connecting with companies to their employees, it's a great opportunity for employees to get out and to give back. A couple of weeks back, we just finished the United Way Day of Caring, which is the largest single-day mobilization of volunteers in the community. And so employees from about 75 organizations went out and they did a day of service. And so at the Volunteer Center, we reach out to the nonprofits, we get the projects posted, we create an opportunity for the businesses and the teams to sign up. We're kind of that connector, right? So we get the opportunities, we bring the companies in, we make the connections, and then we help manage the logistics for the day, which this past year was on September 19th. So that's one way that we see a lot of volunteers going out. We also do what is our signature event, which is another way of bringing companies out to connect one-on-one with a nonprofit organization to do a sustainable project. So again, we're seeing the mobilization. We've seen almost 300 projects done over the last 14 years for the Volunteer Challenge. And these are, as one of our donors called it, these are nice to have projects that aren't going to get done without the mobilization by the Volunteer Center to the businesses and their volunteers to go out. So that's another means in which we're connecting those volunteers. And we also do a lot of direct outreach. We have other programs that align around corporate volunteers going out. We have an Intern Impact Day program, which is a younger generation that is going out into the community to volunteer on one day. And typically that's in June. And this past June, we had 325 interns from 11 different businesses out. So a lot of what we try to do is figure out how to identify the volunteers. And so what I just shared about was more corporate-based volunteers. But what's important there is that it's covering the age from anywhere from somebody new going to a company and working to those that have been for a company for a long time and might be in their 60s or 70s. So it covers a wide age difference, and it's a great way for people to connect and get to know the nonprofits that are out there and then to kind of volunteer with their coworkers.
That's amazing. It's so nice to see so many people of all ages volunteering because I think many in my generation want to help their communities, but we're often overwhelmed with other priorities, maybe related to careers or relationships. So I want to ask you, do you see many young people getting involved in community service and civic engagement? And if not, what do you think could make us see greater numbers in the amount of 20-somethings volunteering?
Grace, your question is spot on. We don't see a lot of that age and stage because of everything that you said. People have a lot of, they're overcommitted. There's a lot with work and school and family. And so when we talk about some of these corporate mobilizations, we feel like that is a gateway for getting people out there at that age where they can make a connection at a nonprofit and then maybe find out, like, can I come back here and do something? Can I bring my family? What does that look like? And you know, part of it is making new connections, finding different ways of being in the community. And so that is one, I do think that's one of the value adds from when we do these mobilizations, because a lot of that age and stage is at work, and yet the company is giving them the day to go and do this in the community. So you're not having to take off time from work, you're not having to manage other obligations during the workday. So that's, we do see that as an advantage. Anytime that we have people out in the community for these mobilizations or different events, I do think there's some of those conversations that happen are great starters for potentially figuring out what that next connection could be. And I think that what I would say to some of the folks is when you think about time commitment, value of your time, trying to figure out how often, what makes sense. Every nonprofit organization has different size and shapes of opportunities for people to go out and get connected. And I think for some people, it's just a matter of trying to find out what fits the schedule. And it's also for a lot of people, it's also that opportunity to maybe bring their youth with them. So trying to create that mindset around volunteering early on and being able to do something as a family. And being able to see that as a benefit, because again, you're not taking away time from kids if that's the stage you're in. You're still being able to go out into the community And yet you're teaching a really important value for people to grow up with.
Absolutely. I agree with everything you said. And it's clear that it can be really impactful for not only the volunteers, but also the organization to have people in my generation, 20 somethings, engage in some kind of service, whatever that may look like. Do you know of any opportunities that are available for young people to engage with right now? And how would you suggest someone get started with that?
So two things. One is certainly our website is a great starting point because there's a lot of organizations that have things posted. I also think that it's really important for people to think about what they want to be doing. Like I said, if you don't like animals, the last thing we want to do is send you over to an organization that supports animals and it's not going to be a good experience. So we really try to say, think about what is important to you, what values you have, what areas you want to have the most impact, and maybe it's something completely different than anything you would do in your day job or at home, and you want to be able to have that opportunity to maybe go out onto one of the horse farms where they help support children or youth and things like that and make it completely different. So I do think that that's the starting point. I think our website is a great avenue, but I also think that reaching out to us is another great way to do it. Our phone rings a lot. We get a lot of inquiries. And I think that, like I said, it's our hope to then make a connection that's of value. And there's different opportunities that pop up. Some people really benefit from using our calendar of posted events because, like I said, it can be a quick, like, oh my gosh, I don't have anything to do this Friday and I'm off work. Why don't I see if I can go volunteer? And you can test the waters that way. You're not making a lifetime commitment. You're not promising to show up every week. And you also have to think about what you want that commitment to be. Do you want to check in with a different nonprofit once a month and volunteer just to understand the different values and what the sector does? Or do you want some continuity and start to build that from the first time that you go out and volunteer?
Absolutely. Well, this has definitely been an incredible conversation. I hope all the people listening have taken something from what you've said tonight. As we wrap up today, one final question for you, Karen. Reflecting on your career, what's the best advice you've ever received?
Do something you love, because if you don't love what you do, it's not going to have the same impact. And I'm very fortunate and blessed that my day job is working in the nonprofit sector and seeing all the amazing things that people do and the value that's provided and all the support from so many people. So I tell people, if you're not doing something that you love doing or in space that you want to be in, take some time and figure out what you want to do. And someone said that to me. It's like, if you don't love it, why are you doing it? Like, you're right. That's exactly right.
One of my favorite quotes is, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And that is the driving force about pretty much everything I do here at college. I'm involved in a ton of activities. And if I was to share anything with my listeners, it would be that, get involved in those activities, do what you love. Life is really short. So absolutely do what you love. We've been talking with Karen Smith, CEO of the Volunteer Center at the Lehigh Valley. Again, thank you so much for being here, Karen, and for the work that you are doing. I hope that many are inspired to check out your website and the local organizations to explore some service opportunities. We need to take a short break. Stay tuned for our next conversation coming up next. You're listening to 20's Toolbox on WDIY.
WDIY members have exclusive access to our weekly member ticket giveaway. That's a new drawing every week for the best events the Lehigh Valley has to offer. Concerts, festivals, film screenings, theater performances, and more. Last year, WDIY gave away over 2,000 tickets to our members. So don't miss your chance. Become a WDIY member today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or visit wdiy.org.
Welcome back to 20's Toolbox. It's October, and yes, that means Halloween and pumpkin spice lattes, but it also means it's time to think about an important civic duty, voting, our next topic for tonight's episode. It is so important to vote, but it's especially important for young people to have representation in the decisions being made that will have a real impact on our futures. A professor of mine said this to me recently, and as we talk about voting tonight, it makes me think. She said, "Why are you letting people my age determine your future? Get out there and vote." And she's so right. Voting directly impacts our future. And by voting, we can voice our opinions and influence policies that will shape the world we live in. So that is why I would like to introduce my second guest tonight. Olivia Benjamin is a passionate advocate for civic engagement and social change. She's currently focused on mobilizing college students to register to vote, ensuring their voices are heard in the democratic process. She has spoken at numerous rallies, inspiring audiences with commitment to activism and community involvement. Additionally, she has collaborated closely with local and national politicians to get them elected, advocating for important issues that resonate with her community. Through advocacy and outreach, Olivia continues to fight for a brighter, more inclusive future. Olivia, thank you so much for being here. You're doing such important work, and I'm so excited to talk to you tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm absolutely honored.
Before we dive into our conversation, would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your professional background and experience, and what you do?
Currently, I'm working to get the youth vote out. My previous experience has been I've worked on numerous campaigns. I used to work for the congressman in my local precinct, which was an honor to do. I helped her get elected and be the congresswoman. I currently just love what I'm doing. I helped Joe Biden get into office as well, and I've worked on numerous like outreach programs when it comes to just a bunch of civic engagement.
That's awesome. Like I said, it's important work that's really needed. So I really appreciate the work that you're doing. Let's start at the beginning. I know you kind of just spoke about it, but would you be able to speak about how you got involved in this line of work and kind of like a shortened version of your journey?
My family has always engraved in me from the beginning of time how important politics are to the way our world works. Everywhere you go, there's something that is the reason for politics. They've opened my eyes to the impact of policy decisions on every day. In the 2020 election, I was able to work on that, the election there, and I've just always loved it. I started volunteering for local campaigns from as young as I can remember. I always knew that this is what I wanted to do. This is what I wanted my life to look like.
That's awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 20. Yeah, I've been doing this since I was about 16. So ever since I could like be able to even get involved, I made sure I was involved. I didn't just want to sit back, let people just make decisions without me like being there and
Yeah, exactly. You're perfect to talk to. You know, I just turned 19, you're 20, so
there we
we're
go.
just in this demographic right now that I just feel is largely underrepresented in elections.
It really
I've
is.
been a part of a lot of voter registration events here, and I just feel like the majority of people I talk to, they're either registered to vote and they kind of just like brush me off and they're like, you know, I'm gonna vote, but it doesn't really matter. And I think a lot of majority of people in this 18 to 25 year old age group often think that our vote doesn't matter. And like I said, it's often a demographic that's largely underrepresented in elections. So, do you think many young people like us understand how important it is to vote? And if not, what would you tell them is the most important thing to know about voting?
I think thankfully the number of youth voters keep on rising. And in this election, there's 41 million new eligible voters for the presidential election. So I think that's absolutely amazing. And we genuinely do have, hopefully, cross my fingers, the chance to change history and change the way we see the world. I think there's a lot of things on the ballot cycle that will determine the rest of our lives, like policies such as education, climate change, and healthcare. And I think everybody is just like, it's just one vote. Why is it so important? My vote's not going to matter. But it really, really is. Where I'm from Northampton County in 2022. The congresswoman only won by 6,000 votes, which seems like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not. You need to get out and you need to have your voice heard. And I think everyone's just kind of scared with even just the idea of voting. But it can be really fun. You can bring a friend, bring a snack, blast some music on the car, make it like a whole outing. And then the best part is after you put in your ballot, you get a sticker.
Absolutely. I love the stickers
You can't
too.
go on stickers.
I mean, who doesn't like a sticker, right? So, in your opinion, why is it so important to get young people involved in voting? I know we've spoken about it a little bit, but just to hit the nail on the head, in your opinion, why is it so important?
I do, because what you said in your intro really resonated with me, is why are we having 80-year-olds, 60-year-olds, like, making the decisions for what's going to really affect our future? I think we need to be able to say what needs to be said and have our voices heard, show people that we are not just sitting by. We're not going to let you make things and decisions over the way our lives are going to look for the rest of our lives. Like, it's going to sound not, but like, they're going to be long gone and we're still going to be affected by the choices that they make. And we need to show them that we care. We're here to make a difference.
I love that. You know, it's all about having this younger generation shape a better future, right? And it's a collective effort.
It really, really is.
Yeah. Do you think that as the number of younger voters in that 18 to 25 year old gap, as that number continues to rise, do you think we'll see a greater generation, like, in that age group continuing to vote? Do you think it'll just be kind of a almost like a domino effect, just like a group of people do it, and we just see that number continue to rise and rise in the future?
I really, really do hope that we do. I think more and more people are starting to realize that this is a responsibility as an American. It is our duty, because, like, there's not a lot of things on our day-to-day lives that can change the way our future looks. It takes 5 minutes. And I think a lot of people are going to think it's gonna get cool. Like, I think this election, it is very cool with the Charlie XCX thing. People are very more invested. And I think a lot of younger people than me, like the 16-year-olds, I think it's Generation Alpha, I hope they all are seeing us and, like, getting inspired by us to make a change too.
I love that word, inspire. Like, this is all what it's about, right? To inspire the people in front of you, behind you, everywhere.
Everywhere.
I know you've had a very short career so far, which I hope it continues.
I'm not stopping yet.
Exactly. But reflecting on your career thus far, what's the most important or the best advice you've ever received?
I think it's definitely been, I don't remember the exact advice that, I have two pieces of advice. I don't remember the exact advice that she's given me, but my neighbors actually continue every day to inspire me and give me advice on to not give up on what I'm doing, and it is going to change. And one of the advice that I am currently receiving in my, where I'm working, is if you don't organize, no one will, which I feel like is very, very important, because if you don't do something about something that is passionate and matters to you, no one else will. People are going to think, oh, somebody else is going to do it. You have to be the person to make the change. You can't just sit around and wait for it to come.
Absolutely. I love that so, so much. And I feel like that resonates where I'm at right now. Just the whole point of this entire show is just to help people build the next chapter of their life.
Yeah.
And I think what you're sharing right now is contributing to the bigger picture of this show.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for that.
Of course.
As we wrap up, I wanted to ask you, what do you think is the best way for the people listening here right now to think, wow, I'm really inspired to go out and help people, whether that's register to vote, understand how important it is to vote, and they're just kind of like, I want to help, but I don't know what to do. What would you say to someone like that? Like, what would be your advice? Like, how can people engage other people? Like, if we want to start, like, this domino effect, how do we engage other people?
So what we see now is a lot of Instagram posts, which is very, very important, but you actually have to get out. There's a lot of phone banking, door knocking. And with my line of work, we're trying to get people out to go door knock and to bring a friend, show them how important and how much fun it actually is to go be a part of change. It is so important. In like 50 years, You get to tell your grandkids that you were a part of that when they're learning about it in the history books.
That is so cool. I love that. What's involved with door knocking? Like, is that what it sounds like? Or would you be able to speak a little bit more about that?
So door knocking is a form of like getting the voice out, getting the word out. So you get a packet at the beginning of your shift, and then they give you a neighborhood and you just knock on the door, let them know the message, why you should get out to vote. And it's pretty fun. You can listen to music. You get to, it's one of my favorite things to do. And you just get to have conversations with people and get to know also why people are voting, what they're concerned about. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that does sound like a lot of fun. We're doing some stuff now, just like why I vote, like just simply what's your why? Like, why do you want to vote? And the answers are just so inspiring, from like just voting about issues that they're concerned about, just voting because they know it's their civic duty, all of these things that are just so important.
Do you want to know why I'm voting?
Why are you voting?
I am voting for my grandmother, who ever since I can remember, when I was like 10, she always wore this, I want to see a woman be president shirt. And that is why I'm voting. And I just want the future to be a better place. I want to have a normal Thanksgiving. I just want everybody to be okay and feel okay.
Absolutely. It's all about community, right?
Yep.
It's all about community.
All about family.
Well, we've been talking with Olivia Benjamin. Thank you so much for being here, Olivia, and for the wisdom you've imparted and the work you're doing. It's so very needed. I hope all of the listeners tonight feel inspired to engage with their community through volunteering or exercising their right to vote. Just a note, you must be registered in the state of Pennsylvania to vote this November. Thanks for joining me tonight. You've been listening to 20's Toolbox on WDIY. Good night, everyone.